This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. If you are a nominee for the Supreme Court like Judge Sonia Sotomayor, you can rest assured that questions will be asked about your rulings, your family, how you treated your former clerks, whether you should wear white after Labor Day. You know, anything. But what kind of robe will Sotomayor wear if she's confirmed? That's right. Justices are permitted to design their own robes. And the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist was famous for some flamboyant gold stripes. You can see a picture on our website, www.thetakeaway.org. And now joining us in studio, we've got Susan Scafati, law professor at Fordham Law School, who writes the blog Susan Scafati, who writes the blog Counterfeit Chic. All right, Susan Scafati, a law professor, a fashion critic. Which part do you like most?
Oh, it's combined. I get to teach fashion law for I, which is so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. So what are we really talking about here when we say that the justices design their own robes? Like, I guess you couldn't really do like a poof skirt with gold lamé high heels, right?
Well, technically you could, but tradition would dictate otherwise. In fact, in 200 years on the court, Justice Rehnquist is pretty much the only one who has gone his own way very dramatically. As you know, he went and saw a Gilbert and Sullivan opera, liked the costumes, came back and added those stripes to his robes, but he's pretty unique.
Okay, so let's see. We've had a lot of talk about the South Bronx and Puerto Rico. You know, maybe we could get something like a little Puerto Rican flag on the back of the robe. No, yes.
Well, the thing about those black robes is they're intended to efface the individual, mm-hmm. so that the judges wearing them are speaking for justice and for the law, not for themselves. But I think that Judge Sotomayor may take a different perspective, or slightly different perspective, because as you know, she said she's not just another judge on the bench. She is a wise Latina woman sitting on the bench. And so she's not speaking only as an officer of the court. She's speaking as a representative of a very different community. And she's shown her style in some interesting ways. If you look at pictures of her, she seems to really favor interesting flamboyant earrings. I hope she continues to wear those with her robes. In fact, she's just been nominated for a huge position. Judge, go out and buy yourself a new pair to celebrate.
That's right. I'm sure she is already lining up at the stores. Just quickly, what is the history of this tradition of, you know, letting justices take a hand in their own dress?
Well, actually, judges haven't had a history of taking too much of a hand in their own dress. In fact, there's been more of a tradition of uniformity, apart from small details that might allow the judge to be more comfortable. But going back to our very first Supreme Court judges, they wore not black, but black and red, sort of an echo back to England, although they ditched those big white wigs pretty early on. By 1800, though, all of our Supreme Court justices were wearing all black, and they have ever since. Now, one slight variation. First woman on the court isn't going to wear a shirt and tie under her robe. Sandra Day O'Connor had to choose something else to fill in that little triangle at the top. She chose a jabot, a white ruffled lace scarf, which is a lot more similar to what French judges wear. It's also what men wore in the 18th century to go out dancing, so not too modern. I think Judge Sotomayor might be able to do better.
At least we don't think we're going to go back to the floppy bow tie that insurance agents wore in the 80s if you were a woman. Anyway, Susan Scafati, fascinating stuff. Law professor at Fordham Law School and part of the legal fashion police.
Absolutely, Farai.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.